诸佛菩萨、诸佛上人、各位法师、各位善知识，阿弥陀佛。The Buddha and Bodhisattva, Venerable Master, and Dhamma Master and Good Advisor, 阿弥陀佛。今天轮到恒优跟大家分享佛法。Today is the 恒优 turn to share the Buddha Dhamma with all of you。农业十九号。每一年是我们进驻那个观世音菩萨的出家的纪念日，还有也是同样那个九月十六号也是上人出家的纪念日，万佛生也有很多法师也同一样那一天的纪念日来出家。三个礼拜前，有一段让眼睛的经文，我们听到佛告诉阿难尊者，是阿难尊者胜谁邪术术家，可是心不如道。为什么今天我要跟大家分享术家的也有四种的人 ？So On the Saturn 19, on the lunar calendar, marked the day that Guanyin Bodhisattva left the home life. Saturn 16 is Venerable Master Hua left the home life. And most of the Dharma Master, as our DRPA, Dharma Rainbow Buddhist Association, also left the home life on this celebratory day. In the past 3 weeks, when we listened to the Surangama Sutra, we learned that the Buddha corrected the Venerable Ananda. The Buddha said that Ananda, that his body had left home, but his mind had not yet entered the way. So why today I would like to share with you the topic of 4 kinds of left home person.佛教字典有讲四种的出家，一生心一起出家，这种的人是很恭敬三宝，身心静静，可以断一切烦恼，也要决定要证菩提果。第二种是生出家，心不出家，这种的人是头发也剃光，也算出家人的衣服，可是心还在爱恋世间。第三种是生在家，心出家，这种的人是他是还在跟家庭一起住，还没出家，可是他的心很清净，用功修行，他可以不恋爱，一切世间娱乐。第四种是身心一起不出家，这种的人是很忙，帮助他的家庭，然后是他很恋爱世间法，也是有种种的烦恼。So in the Buddhist dictionary, divide the left home member in the 4 categories. One, the body and mind have both left the home life. This is the type of people who respect the 3 rules.Purify their mind and put an end to the affliction and take resolution to attain enlightenment. The second, the body has left the home life, but the mind hasn't left the home yet. This is the kind of people shave their hair, wear the sangha robe, yet they still think about the mundane home life and affair. Number three,The body is at home, but the mind have left the home life. This is the kind of the people who live with the who live in the family, and but they diligently cultivate the way, and they do not longer desire attached to the desire and the worldly affair. The four kind has a body and mind, both are still at home. This is this kind of people who are always busy for their family and attached to the mundane life, and they are full of affliction. 这四种的人有第一种的是身心一切数家，是最高位，他们是真正的数家，也很恭敬上报供养他的身心跟一切一个生活和供养上报，你没有想是剑法，他离开家庭，离开一些的世俗的，进去那个道场，有佛法法圣，也修行跟佛的四大愿。第一个大愿是愿一切众生离一切苦厄，第二个愿一切众生离一切无明，第三个愿一切众生离邪畏正，第四个愿一切众生能说声实来。So among of four kind of left-home people, the first one is the foremost, because the truly left-home life respectfully offer up their body, mind, and life to the tribunal and no longer wish to engage in the worldly affair. They renounce their family and enter to the place of the Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha, and they cultivate in according to the ceremony Buddha four vows. The first vow is vow to rescue all living beings from suffering. The second vow is vow to help all living beings to put down ignorance. The third vow is vow to help all living beings renounce their deviance and return to the proper. The fourth vow is to vow to rescue all living beings escape from the wheel of birth and death.上人也讲过，观火生的人来在这边是十方来十方去，观火生也是一个小的世界，人来是不同的国家，不同的风俗，不同的语言，不同的教育，不同的背景。为什么登记报名住家的来观火生的人也是很复杂，开始有一些的人是登记来学大学，后来是要报名做义工，有时候也是转的他的义药术家，可是药术家可是心不能跟大众一起合合。 The Venerable Master once said that the city of 10,000 Buddha is a place where people come from the 10 direction and will go back to the 10 direction. City of 10,000 is like a miniature cosmos. People come from different countries and different cultures, with different educational background and social status and different conditions of living. The reason why people applyTo become a monk and nun at the CTTV is very complex. Some people first register as student, then change to the status of volunteer, then change again to the Sangha training. Strangely, they cannot share and get along with other residents.有人是一样第一种的术家，人是想想静静修行六十步戒，佛殿也想想不佛殿的功课就也想想在，他也是可以有能力了解很深奥的那个佛的经典。 在工作方面也没有问题，他的心越来越如何，然后是不会给人家烦恼。第二种的人是生疏家，可是心想想很多烦恼，他也喜欢死好睡好，然后是由谁来的道长，他也是很认识很为了解他们的自己的生活是做什么工作，然后是也喜欢慎重喜欢大众赞叹恭敬他们。如果有人说他的罪过，他马上起生恒心，也不喜欢那个善知识，然后是有时候也不理他。The first kind of people left home life because they can continue to contemplate diligently in the monastic setting. They are always present in the Buddha home for the six period of time. When it's time to walk, they walk hard. Day after day, they become kind and more compassionate and harmonious with people. They rarely cause affliction to others. They also can speak the deep meaning of the sutra. The second category is those who have physical left home life, but their mind is still at home. They like to eat good food, take a good sleep, and they know every new guest coming in the monastery. They know all of the family background, and they are happy when others praise them. Even when those people have good advisor to point out and correct their fault, they do not care or they become upset and angry to those who try to help them. 第三种的人是生没有疏家，可是心很清净，修戒定慧，离开贪嗔痴，他默默做他的工作，佛殿的功课也是不为戒一天，他常常很快乐，然后是不为是非，不为说谁对他不好。第四种的是身跟心完整没有疏家，是他天天起烦恼，心很多甚恨，然后是斗争，要斗第一个位置，也是贪的名利，酒的得到如意，势力，然后是常常要叫人家的不好，也喜欢讲很好的听，可是也骗人。到上天那个时候，是有一天有一天没有，释放是慰藉一天。如果有人问他为什么不用功修行，他是自己辩护，说他很忙。他常常是看好像很忙，可是在他的工作是久来久去，喜欢给人家的说要听他的教法。然后是在他玩乐那个时候也是很大声音笑，没有畏惧。如果有人告诉他帮助他改他的做过，他说他是用全部他的能力了，他没办法做更好。So the first type of people, those who body is still at home, however, they diligently contemplate the precept, samadhi, and wisdom. They put down rest of greed, anger, and stupidity. They finish on the work that's order assigned to them, but they do not miss any daily recitation in the Buddha home, and we rarely see them get sad or hear any complaint from them or about them. The four groups of people is those who body and mind are still at home. They get affliction all day long and fight for the first place. They are ready for fame and good name. They seek for the what they wish. They are shamefaced and they always look for the right and wrong of order. They like what is good for their own benefit and they teach order by their smooth talk. For daily recitation, they always they are usually absent, but somehow they never miss any meal. When it's the time for walking, they just do half walk and they walk back and forth, pretend they're doing the walk. They like to order around. Then they drink and laugh so loud that they lost their conduct and no any deportment. When someone encourages them to put more effort in their conversation, they reply, "I very busy. I already do all of my effort, and I cannot do better than that." This is also a reason why the Fajong now decided to not accept 50 years old Deng Ji Shuja. Li Zhong, if you want 住家要再到讲住两年，参加那个训练班，而南仲是一年，是还要上个访问。如果他能过那个两年个训练跟上个访问，他可以出家。上人以前也有还没住那班那个时候也讲过，以后。 如果有人要出家是很难，应该要等要有同意，十个人同意，十个人在那个会员里面同意还可以，不一样现在，意见是我自己决定。 This is one of the reasons that the Dharma Rinpoche Association will not accept people all the time 50 years on. Inside the Sangha training. For the woman side, they must pass through 2 years of training, and for the man side, there is 1 year training with 3-time interview. If they pass this 2 year training and 3-time interview, they will be able to leave the home life. Before Shifu under Nirvana, he also say, in the future, it will be more difficult for people to live the home life because you need to have an agreement of 10 people who are the leader of our association. It is not like now, only I can decide everything. 有一次，早期以前是有一个老人家，差不多60岁。 他那个时候是来问上人能不能给他出家，上人也是问他你是真实要出家吗？后来他是说他要，然后是上人说如果你要出家，现在马上剃头。他说要，师父那一天晚上马上给他剃头。为什么呢？他到明天早上。 他的儿子来要接他回家，全部哭啊，就是一直拉他要他回去。可是他剃头了，是为什么没有回家？到现在他也是差不多90岁了，是还在长提圣师修行。这里我们看到，师父上人知道他如果不马上给他出家，他可能有。 家庭儿子未来这样爱他，所以为什么是这样子做？The one time, almost 60-year-old woman asked 师父 for permission to become a nun. 师父 asked her, "Do you truly want to leave home? Then I will shave your hair now. Do you agree?" She said, "Yet." Then 师父 performed the shaving hair ceremony right at that night. The next morning, when her children came to pick her up, they all cry and request her to go home with them. But she did not go home with them, and now she's almost 90 years old and still stay at the Long Beach Monastery. We can see that Sufu knew in advance her obstacle, so that's why Sufu do like that. And not, 还有另外一个人, 他也是很年轻, 来也要问师父给他书家, 师父是一时见他, 书家很难的, 书家生活是很难, 很苦的, 也要跟大家住一起, 还有做很多那个苦工的工作, 要早起晚睡, 你不能好事, 吃不好的东西, 睡也不够, 你应该不能受得了这个生活，可是他一直坚持，一直要师父给他出家，最后师父也满他的愿，可是不久他是还俗了。这里我们也看到师父上人知道他是为受不了这个出家的生活，所以为什么师父一直劝他，提醒他，给他知道出家的生活是很难。 可是他也没办法过他的那个关。还有另外一个事情，在军人寺也有两个人，第一个是师父上人的孙子，他从中国过来，也是不会英文。 另外一个女孩子是在LA住的， 她是缅甸的人， 她也不会中文。 两个人从这个时间进来要问师父给他们出家， 后来不知道什么原因， 师父说他们要解问的， 对，后来是解问。 In another case, that's a young woman want to leave the home life. However, Sufu keep telling her, leaving the home life is not easy. You need to share a room with others and need to work hard. You need also wake up early and sleep late. You will have no good food to eat, no good sleep, and you cannot endure it. However, Sufu keep asking Sufu for the permission. Finally, Sufu also fulfills her wish, but not too long later, she returned to the lay life. Here, we can see that Sufu knew that she cannot endure suffering. This is why Sufu tried to dissuade her from leaving her home. Even after leaving the home, she is still not able to pass the test. Another situation at the Gongwei Monastery, one time, two persons come to see Sufu for the, ask Sufu the permission for the left home life. One is Sufu's nephew, who has just arrived from China, and he did not speak any English. The other one is a woman from Burma, who did not know any Chinese. But it turned out that when they come out from Sufu's room, Sufu wants them to get married. 还有另外一个法师，他是说，他每次来见师父上人，他是问师父，师父我能不能结婚，结婚好不好？师父跟他说，结婚是很苦的，不要结婚啦。可是他一直 每次来是问师父，他还是问来问去很多事。有一天，他也是问同样的问题，师父说好结婚啦，是很好啊。但后来他是问为什么师父这样子回答呢？后来师父说：“是你自己愿意这样子吗？”说为什么？后来听这样子以后，他是没有结婚，只还出家。
And another nun say that she keep asking Shufu, can I get married? Marry is good. So the Shufu, the Venerable Master keep telling her, life of couple will have a lot of suffering. It's not good if you get married. Many times he keep asking the same question, and the Venerable Master always say, that is not good. One time she asked this question again. Yes, the Venerable Master supplied her by saying, yes, it is good, do it. Then she asked, why this time Sufu answer different? Can you guess how the Venerable Master replied? Because it is what you wish. So in the end, she did not get married, but become a nun.要结束，今天是给大家分享很多的故事，是书教的因缘是这样子，然后是师父也跟大众讲，来万佛神的人是一样龙蛇混杂，是可是他们的最好的是在他们的有心要修行。 所以为什么大家要忍耐，也要让给人家时间来改变，等他是正式可以发菩提心。So in conclusion, the Venerable Master say that people who come to the city of 10,000 Buddha are like the dragon and the snake mixed together. However, the goodness is in everyone who come here, have the mind of conduit the way. They are not perfect, so we should be patient and give more time to them to repent and reform and truly bring forth the body mind. 今天我们在中午时饭也是听到上人讲出家的应该怎么样是可以做一个好的出家，所以为什么天天我们能听上人 教我们的应该怎么样修行，愿意大家也是可以听到多少能做多少。阿弥陀佛。 So today in the lunchtime we also listen to the Thep Das Master also mentioned about how to left home life and be a good person, left home person. So I hope that everyone also can listen to Zufu's teaching and able to follow his teaching and practice what he tells us. Amitabha.